You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.
Welcome back to the Old and Bold podcast. It's the one and only Harry Pinheiro. Now, usually I have my co-host with me, and he's somewhere in the room. This episode is going to be the most... Yeah, I don't know if you could hear that. But yeah, this is probably going to be the most disorganized podcast episode ever. Simply because we had two guests today and they both cancelled.
Say names. Who were they?
No, just in case they join again though. You know what I'm trying to say. But yeah, I'm Harry Pinheiro. This just makes me realize, this 30 seconds that I think I've been talking for, I cannot do this by myself. This pod will go into the River Nile, straight like file. Oh, there he is. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm ill. Yeah. What are you saying, though?
I'm chilling, bro. What are you saying?
Yeah, yeah. What, you
what's
introduce?
This little pod, yeah?
Your little podcast. Right,
when did you start this, bro?
Little months ago.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I did a live show.
I like the set. What, the little anime joints in the back?
Yeah, if you can name all three, you get to be part
bro,
of the pod.
Hey, hey, this is like our fifth episode with this set.
Yeah.
You surely know these people's names by now.
Zoro.
Good man.
And then the next episode.
You know him.
Luffy.
Yes, there we go. And him.
Quasimodo.
Yeah, Quasimodo. No, it's Marco.
Marco.
Yeah.
And you so know Marco, his Luffy, Zoro.
And you know what his dad's name is? Polo.
No way.
I swear to God, yeah, but if that's a spoiler because I'm up to date on the manga.
Oh, okay. So you just spoiled it for the no reason.
Yeah, it's just his dad's name. It's not really important.
Okay, cool, man. Yeah, so yeah, this podcast is sponsored by Wallahi, we don't have a clue.
Yeah.
So if you want to just...
Generally. All right, bro, yeah. Do you know what it is? Yeah, as Harry was saying, guys, supposed to have two guests that were supposed to come today. One cancelled this morning. I woke up at 7:30, bro. Mm. Woke up at 7:30, like a good boy.
Mm.
Saw the message and it was like, oh, cancelled, coming at 11:45. That's when the second guest
came. I like that.
No
though.
Problem.
No
That's
problem.
Fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I can get a couple extra Z's. Yeah, you get it? So as I closed my eyes, like a little baby. Yeah, I closed my eyes. I thought, okay, 1 hour journey. Let me leave 10:30.
Yeah.
If I leave 10:30, I get here 11:30. Got 15 minutes to talk to my friends. Talk to my friends a little bit.
That's
the 11:45 guests come in. How are you? Salam alaikum. Let's work, bro.
You and then we tap in.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm on my way here. 10:45. I get a message. Second guest has cancelled.
Dad, damn it, no.
So I thought, okay, I do a U-turn.
Turn it into U.
Yeah. And I call my wife. I said, baby. They canceled, no pot today. Can you make me a little bit of food? Because I only have a cup of coffee in my system. And then she was like, no problem, baby. I got you. Then I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have eggs. Oh my God, I'm going to have eggs. Then I get in front of my house. And then you motherfucking son bitch called me.
I got you.
You call me and say, hey, I'm leaving this week. So we have to record something. You son of fuck.
Yeah, fucking son.
You motherfucker.
That's my fault.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, we don't have an episode. I need to film. Harry's gone. Then I come here now. I no eat. I have no food still.
Yeah, why did you turn into someone that doesn't
speak
English?
No, but I have no food still in my system. Yeah.
Oh, Jake.
What's up, Jake?
Yeah, bro. You know, we're filming a podcast live right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about the constant state of affairs with the UK and Romania? Really,
I don't think it is a conversation because Romania and UK have nothing to do with
They've got nothing to do with each other. Yeah.
Genuinely. So,
so you just like walking in on episodes when people are filming and trying to make money for you as well. Think about it next time you walk in there, Jake.
About it. Did you just get in?
You got in at 12:47 and you're picking up the phone.
Yeah, this is a great place to take a phone call.
Oh, I love
what
it.
What a
man.
Place to take
you
a phone
You know, he
call.
Could go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing about old and bold, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I like though? Yeah,
wait, he's actually on the phone.
I thought he was trolling. No.
Do you know he's actually on the phone?
This app is sponsored by
I hate him.
Who gives a f.
I genuinely hate
but
him.
But you know what? I'm obviously going away, taking the family away.
To where? The lovely place that
Qatar.
Oh my God, man. Just give me a reason to go there.
No, I didn't need a reason.
Yeah.
There was a reason.
Inshallah, match for hope next month.
Yep.
We're in there. In
Not
there,
like swimwear. There's,
inshallah.
I think
inshallah,
by the time this episode drops, there will be the trailer. For Match for Hope.
Yeah.
Which I've starred in and you starred in.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean?
I just want to wear a suit again, man.
You know what? I know what you were wearing last
bold
time.
Bold guys in suits work,
Burgundy?
Bro. That's what I wore last time, yeah.
With a white t-shirt.
Yeah. So
I remember.
So it was a Gucci blazer, burgundy.
You didn't need to tell me the brand though.
Oh, sorry.
See, this is the thing. You didn't need to say to me that it was Gucci and it cost an arm and a leg.
I didn't say how much it cost. So it was a Gucci blazer, £1,500.
Yep.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
So it's a Gucci blazer and a white t-shirt from Sandra. I mean, just it was nice and fitted. You know what I've clocked here?
Talk to me.
You will never ever see me wear like loud designer ever again.
Just subtle.
It's just I like my plain shit, bro.
Yeah.
Uniqlo and Zara, I can sleep in those for the rest of my life. I'm chilling.
Like me, I don't like wearing mad brands. Like you,
and
not
Sandra,
know. Like,
I love Sandra.
Based on what I'm wearing now, you wouldn't know what I'm wearing.
Yeah, you're wearing, bro. That's drama.
Drama and Adidas collab.
Yeah,
that you can't really get in the stores.
Yeah,
but that's not about that. It's just about the fact that these UGG slippers.
Yeah.
Are 220.
Bro, I just care how it fits. I don't care how it looks.
Yeah, bro.
Genuinely,
and like,
bro.
I've got to a place right now.
Chat to them, man.
I'm in a space right now.
Mm-hmm. Why? Okay, listen. Just talk to me. Why does everything have to turn
guys,
to
okay, around? Look.
You've got a genuine problem.
No. So I actually started therapy yesterday.
Yeah.
And my therapist basically said to me that I have a problem
mm-hmm.
with not being able to speak properly.
Yeah.
Hence why I rap.
Yeah.
So they said that I'm actually front running my therapy right now in front of the world so I don't get judged.
Yes. I would love to. Is there footage of it? Is there footage of it? Do you reckon we should go to therapy together?
Yeah, that would be great. This has walked back in again. And it's getting to a place now, man. And it's just like, no, you're not. You're really not. I'm here talking about therapy. Yeah. Man's just laughing at me. But yeah, no, I would love to do therapy with you, bro. Like, yeah. What would we discuss, though?
Can a therapist discuss two people's problems at once? As in, like, can there be, like, yo, I shit in the microwave here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know what I mean? I lost my whole family in 5 minutes over here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, no. Like, do you reckon a therapist can chat to both of them?
I don't think so, because it would have to be couples therapy.
Yeah, but couples therapy is, like, shared problems. I'm talking about two different sets of problems.
So, should we just create a problem and share it?
No, let's talk about actual problems. I have problems. Do you have problems?
I have problems.
Okay.
I think about other people more than I think about myself.
Yeah, generally, bro, I nearly vomited everywhere.
Why?
What kind of hoo-hucky is that?
I actually do. This is the thing about black men. We don't open up enough. I'm here telling you, I have a problem.
Okay.
I care about other people and I don't care about myself enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put people first before me.
Mm-hmm. Do you reckon it's okay to be selfish sometimes?
It is, but I don't know how to be.
Fair enough. So you've never been selfish in your whole life?
No.
Okay.
Like, why do you think I started Old and Bold?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about me.
Okay.
It's about our problems that we have.
Even though it was me that came to you and said, do you want to start a podcast, bro?
See, this is the thing about you. You like to publicly embarrass me.
I've said this so many times. You're trying to rewrite history.
No, I'm trying to explain that I want ownership over something because my life
You do own this with me.
I don't.
You do.
No.
Old and Bold, our names are in there.
If you take this to court.
Yeah, I would win.
And exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't own nothing that you're going to win.
No, but I own this, like, this argument. My argument is this is 50-50. This is my stuff and your stuff.
We need to go to therapy. There's a problem. See what I'm saying? There's a problem between us. And I knew.
This is a problem.
No, it's you.
I'm not losing a second of sleep.
And that's the problem. Why ain't you?
Okay, why should I?
Because at the end of the day, bro, you know I'm suffering with something here.
Okay, what is that? Just no talk. Go on, bro. I'm all ears. I will shut up for the next minute. Go ahead, bro.
I've come into this industry not having anything.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have no cosigns.
Yeah.
I wasn't with a team.
Yes.
I wasn't part of no organization. I came here on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I built myself up brick by brick, step by step, crep by crep, tech by tech, lep by lep.
Stop.
See?
Yeah.
The problem that I have.
Yeah.
So I come on this podcast and I try and be your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me I'm top seven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I come here early, you're late.
Mm-hmm.
You don't respect me.
Okay.
And I think Lara can say, she knows that you don't respect me. Lara, isn't it? It's true. Yeah. And the thing is, it's like, I'm at a place now where I'm like, what's the point of this?
Okay.
What is the point of this?
Okay. So now here's what pissed me off.
I need a tissue.
No, by all means, take your time, man.
No, go on. You can talk.
No,
I listen.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Go on.
Okay. Well, brother, do you know, you want to talk about scraping by, yeah? Because that whole speech, I'm not going to lie to you, wasn't a second of it that didn't piss me off, genuinely.
Mm.
So, you want to talk about coming to the industry with nothing.
Yeah.
I was on each Beta Squad member's bollocks trying to get to where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
I was on their back.
Mm.
Whatever they did, I just wanted to join in. I'm an only child. Never had brothers or sisters. Do you get what I'm saying to you? I wanted to, listen, when I was in year eight, I wanted to buy a table tennis table. To put in my house because I really love table tennis. But then I realized.
Go on.
Who am I going to play with?
Oh, yeah. Not Hoya?
I mean, she's not really. She don't find no amusement in it. And you get me. And my mom's got busier things to do than.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
To play table tennis with her son. Do you know what I'm saying? Because she's in the middle of trying to raise me.
I'm waiting for the part of the story where it makes sense.
Okay, yeah. So then you let me keep talking.
Okay.
And then when I finish, then your question's coming.
Cool, man.
Okay?
Whatever,
but until then...
Whatever. Go on.
So. You ruined it. I just feel like you started this with arguably
six of the best YouTubers to come out of the UK. Yeah? Mm-hmm. You started with them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who I started with?
Mm-hmm.
Drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
Trappers.
Mm-hmm.
People that don't know when their birthday is because
mm-hmm.
they're on crack.
Mm-hmm.
That's my environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to get out of there
mm-hmm.
and make it here.
Okay.
And I think about everyone. Do you know half of my salary
mm-hmm.
funds the crack that they serve?
Mm-hmm. Bro, I had a size 44 waist. Do you know what I'm saying to you? I had glasses, a gap, and a beard that was just grizzly.
I had a sinus infection in my toe.
Okay.
No one speaks about that.
Mm-hmm.
Hence why I always have to. Wait, give me a second.
Take your time. If you want to go, you know what I mean? If you want to go issue for issue, we can do that, but take your time. It's fine.
All right, look. I have to wake up every Wednesday and see Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how difficult that is?
As in the Jake behind camera,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, him.
Yeah, okay.
Every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you recall, but I'm also with you every Wednesday. And I also have to see Jake. Do you know what I'm saying to you? But there's, you know, it is. Life isn't perfect. God didn't guarantee me saying, listen, every day is going to be easy.
Where do we go from here?
I'm sorry?
I got a cold. But.
See, look. I've got a cold.
So do you want me to get you ill?
Bro, my immune system's on it, bro. My immune system's active. No.
It's ill. All right, look. Yeah. I'm glad we was able to get past that.
No, like, I needed that.
Yeah,
genuinely.
See,
I feel better now than I did this morning.
Yeah, and that's what I'm here for.
That's a fact
that's
of life.
That's what I'm here for. Just to let everyone know, we do love Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, you're a lovely guy.
No, I love everyone that upload.
No,
I love
everyone. Apart from one person.
Yeah, yeah, there's only one person.
Lara.
Yeah, Lara. Lara is a scumbag. She's genuinely a skid mark of a human being. That's what it is.
And do you know what? No one speaks about it, but I'm here to say it.
Say it, bro. Be honest.
Every day, her breath stinks of shit.
At least, bro.
Like,
that good morning, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm like,
you could have just called me beforehand and said that.
And she hugs and like it's her last day.
Yeah, genuinely.
Like, not
she gives top three worst hugs in the world.
Oh, it's like.
It's like just fuck me up now.
It's like she's got half of a body.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because you only feel one
part.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's like the side hugs. The side hugs are the worst. I'm like, just spud me,
bro. And if you don't like us, you can say
it. Be open about it.
Be on it. You know what I'm trying to say? Anyway, moving forward, we love Lara. She's actually one of the greatest huggers.
No, genuinely.
Top three in Sussex. So that's where she's from. Okay. Anyway, you know what? Yeah, obviously we had two guests cancelled today, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it about this pod that people think they can just cancel?
I'll be real, guys. It's not the first time someone's just cancelled last minute on us. And you know what it is? I don't mind people cancelling. That's fine. You got shit to do. I hear it. Life happens.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's a continued pattern with us where you cancel... On the day. You get what I mean? Maybe tell us the night before, you get me? Yo, can't make it today. Let's reschedule, do this day.
What's the cutoff time that they can message us? Because
I'll be real.
First guest messaged me at 5 in the morning.
I'll be real. 10 p.m. to midnight, you're on like a, you get me?
So that's
that's your final warning.
Yeah, yeah.
But anytime before that, amazing. 10 to 12, let me know. If anything after 12, I'm pressing charges.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I agree. So any guests that are watching right now, if you dare cancel, you actually might not ever make it again.
I'd rather you just say no.
Yeah.
Just saying so we know what it is. You get what I mean? But we just had bare people just cancel us last minute. I can't make it. And I don't believe any of your excuses because it's on the same day. What's really going to happen to you at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, yeah.
You get me? We film early, bro. You feel me?
But you know what? Someone that's used excuses... all right, can I ask a question, yeah? Is it bad if... someone in your family's died, but the people don't know that they've died, and you say that they've died again.
Okay, slower.
So
say okay. Let me just actually go on.
All right. Is it bad? Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you use this excuse, let's say for example,
use me.
All right. Let's say, obviously, Pops isn't with us right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Use someone else.
Okay. No, because then that's me speaking.
Okay, let's person A.
Okay, person A.
Mm-hmm.
Their mum.
What's his name?
Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai. Okay.
So Jamiroquai ain't here. He wants to come to work, right? But he's realized that something else has come up. So his mum is not here. She's dead. She's deceased. She's passed away.
She's happened to pass away.
But work doesn't know Jamiroquai's mum's dead.
Yes.
Is it okay if he goes, oh, guys, my mum just died, to get out of work? But knowing that she's already dead, she's been dead. But work don't know that. Work think his mum's alive.
Yeah.
But then he uses Jamiroquai uses his mum's death, but brings it forward. So it just happened yesterday when it happened 5 years ago. Is that a good thing to do?
No, that is that you no, that's wrong on so many.
So you brought her back to life again.
So wait, on the day that she died, he went to work.
No. Okay. I need to explain it properly, yeah?
Yeah, because talk English,
I'm speaking English and I think these lot
okay,
understand,
let me,
right?
Let me say
you understand. Yeah. That would be my follow-up question. And that's why Jake means so much to me.
No, he's needed.
Jake, when I started YouTube, it was because of Jake.
Stop.
Okay, no, sorry. All right, so listen to this. My question to you is, if somebody wants to use an excuse to get out of work, yeah? All right, we've all done that.
Mm-hmm.
We've all said, cat, dog ate my homework, right?
Yeah.
But let's say, person A's name is called Jamiroquai. Mm-hmm. What a lovely name. Great artist as well.
Yeah.
His mum has already passed away years ago.
Yes.
Right? But his job don't know
that his mum's passed away. Yeah.
He wants to go to a Future concert.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay for him to say that his mum's died, but she's already dead, but the work don't know that?
Mm-hmm.
Work thinks that his mum's at home.
Yeah.
Is it okay for him to do that?
No, it's not okay for him to do that at
Why?
All. Because your mum dying is not a get out of jail free card for you to just get out of things you're supposed to do. I feel like if it happened on the day, by all means, like
okay, on the day,
you're not going to work.
Yeah.
But then to now you're trying to find a benefit in a death that benefits your life, which is beyond selfish.
All right. So
do you know what
who are you showing off for?
What?
That answer was so PR trained, bitch. Fuck
what?
You.
No, it's just the right thing to do.
Jake, what did you say again? Sorry.
That's genius.
Okay.
No, that's absolute genius.
So go on, repeat what he said then.
Okay, cool. So basically Jake said, what if your mum is still alive, like she hasn't died, but you tell work, yo, my mum's passed away just to get out of work, but then she's fully alive and well. I think that's
worse.
That's genius. Because you can use it twice.
Brother, your mum's not dead.
Yes.
And you're saying she's dead.
Yeah.
That's worse because at least-
No, but how? You can use it twice.
How about this? Jamiroquai didn't lie when he said that his mum died. She is dead.
Yeah.
He
just left out 5 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah. So he technically has not lied.
Okay, but shall I tell you why it's different?
Why?
Because if let's say the mum's alive, Jamiroquai says my mum's dead, but she's not. And then now your work have given you a day, maybe a week off, right? You now go back to work. Everyone's like, you get what I mean? How are you? Blah, blah, blah. Talking a bit softer to you. And your mum's still alive. You've won.
No, okay. You've won, right?
Yeah.
You're walking down the street one day with your mum doing shopping, because we all follow our mum shopping sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jamiroquai.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, man? You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm his mother.
You know what I do?
What?
Who you talking about? There's no one next to me, bro. What are you talking about?
Come on, darkest.
You have to
How about
make
this,
them
then?
Think they're seeing ghosts.
How about this? Hey, my mum's died. Her hair pink. Under your breath.
Huh?
So you go. Yeah, guys, my mum's died. Her hair pink.
Her hair pink?
Yeah, like you whisper, her hair's pink. So hair's really, pink.
Yeah.
You haven't actually said your mum's dead. You haven't let them say the rest of the sentence.
Yeah.
I think that's better.
Nah.
You're going with option two.
Yes.
Your mum's still alive,
mm-hmm.
but you're telling the world that she's dead. Or you're telling work that she's dead.
Yeah.
You're sicko.
Just so I can get out of work. Then I go back to work. Everyone's feeling sorry for me. Like,
that lasts for a few days.
Maybe I get off an hour early. know what I mean? Maybe my boss actually knows my name this time. All right, you know what I mean?
What if your boss goes, do you know what, Darkest, look, we've obviously feel really bad about what's happened, but we can see that your headspace isn't in the right place, and we just think that it's best.
No, but my headspace would be in the right place because my performance would be affected.
You're acting. Remember, you're accepting the gifts.
Okay, carry on.
You're accepting everything. Okay. So it's work time and you're like, Darkest, you okay?
I'm good. It is what it is. I mean, life goes on.
Yeah, just to let you know, you've missed 4 emails, very important emails that we really need you to get to the bottom of. Mm-hmm. Now, look, I know you're going through a very tough moment. If you need extra time off work, or this job might not just be the right time for you, maybe you need to be around your family. Please do let us know.
I mean, do you know, I just need to feel some sense of...
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Normality in my life, so
I understand.
I don't want to use my personal problems to sort of bring the workspace down. I do understand it's affected my like how I treat work, but
yeah,
I will be back to who I was. I'm just going for a little rough patch right now.
This is gonna sound so crazy, but do you know when that would be? Because we are really on a tight schedule, and Lara's already left already because she's pregnant with 4 cats. And then Jake's obviously on the bend again. You know, he's drug abuse system basically. So just like to know when things would be better.
Okay, do you know? I can start right now. I'm sorry. What emails did I miss?
Yeah, just check the email, the top of the list. I've flagged them up. Okay,
sweet, no problem. No worries, thanks so much. Take it.
Yeah. See, now you're gonna have to work extra now.
Yeah. See. Yeah.
All right. That was just one of the things that I was thinking about today when I was driving on the way here. I was like, almost hit someone.
By the way, you know what I realized about myself?
Go on.
I can dance.
You're a sick dancer.
No, I can actually dance, bro. Like, I can properly dance, and I want to do more dance content on Olden Board.
Yeah, yeah, not for me. I'm the stiffest.
I reckon you got it.
I'm the stiffest darkest.
You're stiffest darkest. Stiffest darkest. No,
like, can you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
Yeah, stiffest darkest is crazy work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm stiff. I don't know. I don't have the fluidity in my body.
You don't like noodles.
I don't have it.
Yeah, you do. You can learn.
I can learn for sure. Yeah. But you are like, see your bones, they're like
water.
Water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're like
your bones are like water, is it? Yeah,
that's 2 in a row.
Yeah, come on.
I need to get it together.
No, 3 and then the episode's done.
Yeah, we have to end it now. Yeah, yeah, but yeah, so where did you learn how to dance?
I'll be real with it. I've just always been interested in dance. I've loved dance. So it started in year 7. I think I came across these. You're gonna I'm in the middle of telling you.
No, go on.
Take your time. It's fine.
No, my nose, isn't it?
No, because I need your undivided. Okay. I don't know.
All right, go on. Do you mind if I have this in for the episode? Because Oh my days. Was that why, Lara?
I want to have this in. What in? You got to be specific.
I'm showing you exactly what it is. The tissue in my nose.
I'm sorry. Just from.
So that's 3 in a row?
That's 2.5. I'll give you 2.5.
Okay, thank you. You give me 2.5?
No.
Come on, man. What are you talking about?
I'm on one as well.
Yeah, 3-1. That's 2.5-1.
Yeah, it's 2.5-1 right now.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, cool. So yeah, it started in year 7. I was 12 years old. I came across these two guys called Les Twins.
Mm.
I think Les Twins are really, really good. Follow them both on Instagram. Mm. They don't follow me back. But they who am I? Though. You know what I mean? No, they wouldn't. I'm just a bold dude from Wembley. So yeah, bro. It's like literally, I started watching it from there. They're the ones that got me interested in it. So I've been watching them. You will not find me a Les Twins video on YouTube that I have not watched.
Is it?
Yeah, genuinely.
Have you seen the newest one?
Yeah. I genuinely have.
The one that they did in Arc de Triomphe.
Arc de Triomphe?
Yeah.
What's your guilty pleasure? My one's dance. Do you have a guilty pleasure?
I wouldn't say it's guilty pleasure. I just like being pleasured with guilts.
Can you answer a fucking question normally, bro? What the hell?
Okay, what would you say that's going on like mentally with me?
No, generally, I don't know what to diagnose you with. Posio?
Yeah, I think it might be. All right, yeah. What do I like to watch? Guilty pleasure.
Yeah, that you just don't even tell anyone about. I mean, I'll tell you, from like, there was like a year ago, there was like this little stint I was going through where I was banging out Ariana Grande. You get me? Now, but I'll never tell anyone that. I can tell them now because I'm out of it. You get it?
I haven't got to that stage yet. Yeah. I like to watch shows that remind me of my childhood and it makes me want to cry.
Okay, what's that?
So like, Fairly Odd Parents.
Okay, Fairly Odd Parents. I grew up on that.
Hey Arnold.
What a good show.
Do you know what I'm saying? Arthur. Mona the Vampire.
Don't know about that one.
Johnny Bravo.
Oh.
Kim Possible.
Shaolin Showdown.
See, that's the thing about
Dexter's
you.
Laboratory.
Powerpuff Girls.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Ed and Eddie.
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Keenan and Kel.
iCarly.
Oh, no, I was already a real nigga from that.
Okay, Drake and Josh.
Oh, Josh and Drake.
Yeah, come
great,
on, man.
Great, great. Yeah. Who else is in there? Remember Cow Dog?
What?
Come on.
Cow
now.
Dog?
Yeah.
Cow Dog. I remember Cow and Chicken.
Is it Cow and Chicken? No, yeah. It's Cow Dog, isn't it?
What's Cow Dog?
It's basically...
Cow Dog's not real.
No, I swear it's a dog and a cow. Dog, cat, cat, dog, dog, cat. It was a show where the cat, two animals are stuck together.
You know this, bro? Take your time.
Is it Cow and Chicken?
I think it's Cow and Chicken you're talking about. It's an American sitcom.
It's Cat Dog.
I knew it was Cat Dog, man. Fucking
so pussy. So where did Cow Dog come from?
Brother, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
Pneumonia. Mm. Yeah, so those are great shows. And I just, sometimes I watch them and I want to cry because it reminds me of being blissful and just not having problems. And stress was like, who's that? Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. You can't take me serious with this in my nose, innit?
No. I haven't even noticed it, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I genuinely haven't even noticed it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a good time for me, man.
Fairly Odd Parents. I need to go back to that.
Wow. Those two angels, good and bad.
Yeah. No, I don't think they were good and bad.
They were. They Green? Weren't. Green?
Green angel. Was the guy. Pink was the girl.
Yeah.
They weren't good and bad though.
No. Just Pink was like logical. Green was just like...
Stupid.
That's why I say good and bad.
That's not good and bad. Stupid
is
bad.
So stupid is a good thing then? Oh, you know what? I slapped him. That was stupid of you. Oh, that's great though.
That's not what the show is about. What Ghanaian for Fairly Odd Parents did you watch?
No, I just remember the Pink one was always logical because obviously women are more logical than men.
Yeah. Ghanaians are going to get onto me. I love Ghanaians. I love it.
No, but you can say that. Bro, okay, fuck it. Stupid Somali. Fuck it. Let him
yeah,
down
see
to me
that. Yeah, yeah, see? Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying to you.
I save you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. And then you know another show I liked?
Originals. We didn't talk about Originals.
No,
yet, you know?
We're not ready.
Originals.
I'm not ready to talk about that yet.
What, Originals?
Nah.
I need to watch Vampire. I still haven't watched Vampire.
Are you still mourning over the fact of how
so
things
like,
happened?
So I finished.
Don't spoil it for people.
No. So basically, guys, I watched a show called Originals. I finished it last month. Harry put me onto it. And basically, just how it ended, I'm still sort of digesting what just happened. So I can't really start Vampire Diaries for what?
You're just digesting what happened.
Yeah, what happened? I'm not digesting anything else.
Just a little tap.
It's like two, 1 1/4.
There you go.
1 1/4.
Yeah, because sometimes you got to be safe.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
Who's outside?
Come in. So I told you, yeah? I told you that this episode's going to be sponsored by whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So we've got a guest that's just going to come and sit down mm-hmm. and join the pod. Yeah, because why not?
Yeah, come.
Come sit down.
Sola. Yeah, hola. Come sit down.
Come join the pod.
What's going on with
Fenus? Bro, I got a cold.
You say, my boy, you good?
Oh, well, I got cold. It's Fuizzy, get busy! Now, he currently doesn't have a mic. And this is the thing about Lara, why I say she's an idiot.
Yeah.
You knew that these people were going to be here, but you didn't want to do it. Do you know what I mean? You smell great, though.
China.
Can't hear you. That's the thing about life, man.
You didn't say that about me once today.
Huh?
You didn't say that about me once today, and that's more fantastic.
No, but the thing is, I know what you do, though.
What?
You just spray perfume as soon as you get out of your car. Like you spray it. Yes, you bro.
Well, I don't.
Yeah, that's
on my life. I don't.
No, you do, bro. No, bro, we know, bro. Stop arguing with us. Bro. Yeah. We know.
I've never done. I got perfume in my car, but I don't. Yeah. I don't spray that one on me. I use that. I use
anyway,
that for the gym.
Flipping.
So babe,
how are you doing, man? Salaam alaikum, bro. Take
the fucking tissue out, bro.
Bro, it's leaking. What do you want? Okay.
Hey, surely it's not leaking now. You're fine. Oh, you're a little leaker.
Yeah, I'm a leaker. Yeah, get that. Why?
Sorry, bro.
All right, so food. Why haven't you been on our pod?
Well, I've been waiting for you lot.
Nah, you see?
You lot are fucked.
Do you see what I mean?
You lot are fucked.
No, I've been waiting for you lot's message still.
No, do you know what, Fu? Yeah, I think it comes down to the fact that, bro, like, Darkest controls everything here. So it's actually Darkest's fault. Because I actually, I remember the first time we started doing the pod, there was a list of 15 people.
Yeah.
And I said, look, make Fu top six. Yeah? Because top threes, you know what I mean? Top six makes sense. He was just like, and then I was like, no, mm-hmm. I don't believe in that. Okay. So I think it's right now is the right time for you lot to just hash out whatever problems that you have.
I can see what lies will cap.
Yeah. No, generally, generally.
Look at you, at your chapter.
With my whole qalb and my heart.
Qalb,
qalb. That's how you say it. It's qalb right here.
Yeah.
And my pec.
Yeah.
I really sincerely want to say to you, bro, go to hell.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you get me out of there?
No, definitely. But literally, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Just grab it to my pinky, basically. What anyways, do you want to play that game?
What game?
I love how you dropped already. Yeah, that's what I was going to
say. Fu's incredible at the game,
that's what I want
to
play.
When it comes to games, you know I'm the man, innit?
Cool, we'll find out.
Okay,
cool.
So
never one mastermind, but it's fine.
No, but I got bumped, though.
Yeah.
No, we know.
No, I bumped. I got bumped.
Even the video that we filmed the other day.
Which one? The 1, 2, 3, 4?
No. That's just what the game
is. The guess who for the guest room?
The guess who one.
Oh, yeah.
You said, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, cool. So, Darkest, you might as well take it away.
No, explain how the game works.
No?
Please.
Actually, Fee, why don't you explain how the game works?
Yeah, so...
Shut up. So, look. No, I'm joking. Okay. Go on.
Now, I'm confused now. Okay, so we count to 1 to 10. Yeah. What are we doing, though? What are we doing? What numbers?
Because it's your time on the pod, you...
Yeah, you pick.
You pick.
Yeah?
Football players?
No, he went. I watched the SDS one. He sent everyone.
Yeah, full players.
Let's go.
Think about the last time you had to cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.
All right, who's starting first?
I'll start in it.
Yeah. Okay, say it. So who's who?
I'm one.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying we have to pick a football player.
Yeah, we're
going to
pick football players.
Okay, cool.
So you're going to start with number one?
I'm going to start with number one and it goes your...
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, one. Okay.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. So that's number four. Nice and easy. Number four, Mo Salah.
Okay, cool.
1, 2, 3.
Mo Salah.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It's always gonna come to me, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it is though.
Yeah, five. So four Salah, go on.
Four Salah, five is Zidane.
Five is Zidane. Okay. Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Mo Salah.
Zidane.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Surprise! number 7 is Eboué.
Fucked.
Okay.
Number 7. All right, cool.
1, 2, 3.
Mo Salah.
Zidane.
6.
Eboué.
8.
9.
10.
back we're cooked, you know.
Yeah, yeah, we're done.
We're absolutely okay, cooked.
Number nine is Papa Diop.
Papa Diop.
No. Salam alaikum. No. Salam alaikum.
We're done, man.
Number one.
Two.
Three.
Mo Salah.
Zidane.
Six.
Aboué.
Eight.
Yeah, love.
Oh, Papa Diop.
Ten.
Okay. No. Yeah, sorry, I thought Papa Diop was eight. Sorry.
I'm trying to think. What footballer? What? Name me a club and I'll go for a footballer. I'll go for...
Stoke City.
Cool. Charlie Adam. Number... Three. Yeah?
Charlie Adam.
Yeah.
Right, no, cool. Way up. No, you see Chef in it. No,
yeah,
another.
We're done.
All right.
Done.
Number one.
Two.
What's his name again? Charlie Adams.
Mo Salah. You got it.
Zidane.
Six.
Aboué.
Eight.
Papa Diop.
Ten.
Hey, we're doing all right. All right,
let's go. Let's go.
We're doing all right.
Let's go.
Okay.
So wait, hold on. I need to just remember logically, yeah?
Yeah. Hold on.
Charlie Adam is what?
Three.
Three.
Mo Salah, four.
Four.
Zidane, five.
Nothing there.
Ebue, seven. Eight, nothing. Papa Diop. That's it.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah?
Go on.
All right, cool. Number two will be Gabriel Nogus.
Who is
just
that?
Just say Nogus.
Nogus.
Yeah. Number two, yeah?
Okay.
Okay, cool. One.
Nogus.
Charlie Adams?
Yeah! We got him!
No, wait! No,
we
wait,
got
no.
him! We got him!
I am bugged. I was at three.
No, you're four.
Yeah, but
Salah.
Yeah.
Salah.
I'm Simon Salah.
Well, it's just me and you then. All right, cool. Let's go.
We're done.
Okay.
One.
Two.
Charlie Adam.
Masala.
Zidane.
Six.
Aboué.
Eight.
Papa Diop.
Ten. Okay, cool. Two. It's Kevin Morales.
Isn't two... No, no two's no, in Gus.
Oh, two's in Gus. I missed him last time, though. I said two.
Then I won, then.
Yeah, you won the whole thing.
The thing about life is I do this.
Okay.
I started making music, then I cooped it.
Okay, cool. That's one note, Harry. Let's do noises this time.
Okay, noises. Yeah?
Noises.
Okay, guys,
noises.
Like I said, this episode is alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
We're just doing
one. I'm having fun.
No, I'm... Fuck you lot.
Yeah. Let's do noises.
All right. Just for difference, I'll start. Yeah, that way.
Okay, cool.
But are we going to start with just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
You're going to land
no,
on 10.
No. So pick.
If you start, you're going to land on 10.
Okay, so already pick one.
Okay, one.
No, pick something.
Noise. Okay, I'm going to go four is...
Okay, cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did I say? What number?
Four.
Okay. One.
Two.
Three.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
All right
then. Two... is in my ass.
Okay, two is in my ass. Okay. Two is in my ass.
It's coming to you straight away.
Okay. One.
In my ass.
Three.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
I hate this rock. I'm going to be in my ass every time.
Yeah.
Three is...
That sounds nuts.
Okay, thank you.
No, that sounds mad. All right, that's it. Yeah. In my head, thank you.
Two, three, four, we're done.
No, what? 2, 3, 4? Yeah. All right, we're doomed.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Hey. All right, one.
Oh, wait, you didn't pick. Did you make a two? Two is, okay, cool, let's go.
One. In my ass.
Oh, thank you.
Let's see, look. What? Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
All right, cool, go on.
Okay. Ten.
Wow, that's so funny.
It's Wolopto.
What?
Wolopto.
Wolopto.
Wolopto, yeah?
All right, cool.
Okay. One. In my ass.
Oh, thank you.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Well up to.
Okay.
Okay, so. Seven.
Is. Okay, cool.
Yeah?
What are we doing?
Cool.
Okay. One.
In my ass.
Four, thank you.
Two, four.
Yeah, you fucked up. You fucked up. Okay.
How are we doing this now?
All right, cool. I'll start. One.
In my ass.
What's three again? Oh, no. I lost. Okay. I don't want to play this anymore.
We should have kept the same order. Yeah.
Oh, Allah, I forgot what three was.
Okay, thank you.
No, okay, no. Thank you. Sorry.
All right, yeah, no. So, Fu, yeah? Mm. I actually want to talk about something that you've done really, really well. Mm. Your weight loss journey.
Oh, yes.
Round of applause. Fucking incredible, yeah? What was the reasons why you said that you wanted to lose weight? Obviously, when you was younger, you was obviously very slim and athletic.
I was.
Yeah. And then, obviously, you put on a lot of weight. But what was the reason why you said, fuck it, I'm going to switch it?
So I'm in some LFC group chat, innit?
Yeah.
Me, Paddy, you know, it's just...
Oh, okay, no, yeah, one of them ones.
Someone sent a group chat of me in Baller League.
Yeah.
And they sent a picture that, oh, yes, who is he? Like, giving me props, because I sat near VIP. I looked at myself, I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. What was it? Was it the amount of space you took in a picture, or was it like... what was it?
No, it was just like, I was wearing a tracksuit, yeah?
Yeah.
But it was hugging me. It was like, mm-hmm. You would have thought it was a...
No, I'm just trying to...
I had the tracksuit on, but it looked like I had a thermal. Mm-hmm. It looked like a thermal. Like, it was so skin tight. I was like, yeah.
It looked like a dress.
This ain't slim fit.
Yeah.
It's XL, double XL. But it looked like slim fit. I said, yeah, I need to change this whole round. So I changed it, man. I said I had to.
And what was the... Like, what steps did you take? Like, what was it like?
Oh, calorie deficit.
Yeah.
Was the main thing. So I was...
Do you say calorie difference?
No. He tried to say deficit, but let's move past it, man.
Deficit, no, I said calorie deficit. So that was the main thing for me. How much portions I eat, etc. And just vegetables and stuff, man.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the... How long did it take? Because for me, it seemed like it happened very quickly.
Yeah, very quickly.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. So I locked down proper for like 3 months straight.
Yeah.
So from like the summer, the May... From after we won the Premier League.
Yeah.
From then on, I just said. But I remember, I had a PT as well.
Yeah.
So he said, you need to have 2,000 per day.
Mm-hmm. Calories?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what he told me. He said, oh, if you want to lose, you have to have 2,000. So I ain't got time to wait. Then I told him, how much KDs would I drop if I have this?
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't got time.
Mm.
I feel like but I ain't
why
got
didn't
that
you, why did you feel like you didn't have time?
I didn't feel like I had that many summers left. If I carried on the weight,
what did you think it was gonna die?
Are you dying?
Yeah, bro. Well, like, I'm gonna be so real, bro. It was like it was affecting me in many ways, bro. Mm.
Okay,
it was bad. I remember I'm new to this.
No, I hear it, bro. You did look like shit, but I'm saying like I don't think you were in that life and death situation.
I've seen
people bigger than you.
No, yeah. I felt like I was, but you're looking at me externally, not internally. Do you know what I'm coming from?
Okay, so there's probably issues that we didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. So his heart was literally like on 2%.
Yeah, 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 genuinely.
They needed to be on charge.
See, that's mad. See, now I'm on max.
Mm. No, you are. You're on 100%. You can go out now.
Yeah. Now I can do what I want.
Yeah. Yeah, but then back then, it's like, even when he cries, it's like, it's olive oil.
Well, I thought this was a safe space.
I'm done. Yeah, you go. Because this is, we're violating how you were before. Not now.
Yeah, no, that's fine now.
Yeah, yeah.
I just felt like, internally, I wasn't okay.
You wasn't happy.
I'm coming from?
Mentally. You wasn't happy.
Mentally, everything. Like, it was just, I'm doing this.
Oh,
you know
ones.
When a man grabs a pillow?
Yeah.
I never used to do that before.
Yeah,
I used to bag people doing that.
Yeah.
But I used to go like this.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.
Grab a pillow,
yeah,
and shoot. And I was looking back at videos. I was like, fam, this is nuts, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I can't attend my daughter's sports day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get stuff like that? Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, it was affecting me on a mad scale. So I said, I need to change this round. And now, alhamdulillah, I just like eat good
alhamdulillah
food.
How much did you lose? Obviously, don't tell me how much you start.
As of now?
Yeah.
17.
Wow.
17 kg.
Amazing, man.
Wallahi, that's amazing,
that's
bro.
Flipping fantastic. No, do you know what it is, bro? I love seeing someone like find the benefits in actual like exercise and looking after yourself.
Yeah.
Because now when I start telling people like go gym and like start doing this, da 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 da, I get the same response from all my friends. They're like, oh, just because you go gym and do all of this, da da da, now you act like you know it. I'm like, no, bro. It's because I've seen the benefits of it and I want everyone to experience it. So now, like, bro, 17 kg, that's not a flipping joke.
That's amazing.
I know how hard that is, bro. Mm. That's ridiculous.
Zara the other day.
For the first time in a while, right?
For the first time in a while.
Yeah.
I couldn't shop in Zara. Jeans didn't fit me. Their t-shirts was a bit tight on, man. Jumper was a bit tight.
Well, not enough
Zara's
in
off
world.
Now, bro.
Yeah.
I can go back there, comfortably shop, boom, 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 and it's fine.
Your confidence is through the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for me, that's a big deal.
I remember seeing...
You don't get tired of missionary either?
Never.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can't have done that.
The next time I go for a blood test, I'm going to tell him, take it from there. Don't take it from there.
Yes, yeah.
Hey, do you know what? When I saw Fuzi 2 weeks ago at Baller League, yeah, he was like walking towards where we were sitting, and I was just like, "Wallahi, you look good, bro."
Yeah,
like it's
thank
like,
you. No, I appreciate it.
I'm so happy because obviously, I say this before, like with our friends, we don't look at you for based on how you look. Like we're not friends with you because of how you look.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? And to say to one of your friends, "Oh, listen, bro, you need to lose weight." That's not the first thing I think about.
Yeah,
I'm more like, you're my guy. Like, and the same with Chunks as well. It's only when he lost weight, I realized how big he was.
He was disgusting before.
Yeah, but it's only when he lost weight.
You don't clock it. Yeah, you don't clock it. Fact.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? And it's like, when we're cussing each other, if someone is a little bit overweight, that's the one joke you're going to get.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have
a joke.
Do
you know why, bro? I don't think calling someone fat is that deep of a thing. Do you know what I mean?
However, because only you can if flip they it. Feel, if they feel.
You've never been fat, innit?
No, yes,
me?
Yes,
no,
yes.
But like,
I was 116 kg.
Is it?
Yeah, bro, I was huge.
But when? Before camera?
This is while I was on camera as well. I'll show you videos, bro. I was huge.
That's why when they first started filming, they used to use the wide lens because of him.
Okay, bro.
Because obviously they had him and Chunks in the video.
Everyone could have gone their whole life without knowing that fact. What was the need for it?
It's just to give people inspiration.
Just agree and say, yeah, he was fat.
No,
and then stop there.
It's just to give people inspiration. We've got two former fat guys in the room.
Yeah.
And I can finally sit with space. And I'm happy. Am I not allowed to be happy?
No, you're allowed to be happy. But then that's just something you take to the grave. That didn't make me feel better, bro. At all.
Well, I'm sorry.
When you was big, what was you insecure about?
So basically, bro, when I was big, I had hair as well. So it's like, that's not me. Me, when I get fat, it goes to weird places. So for example, my arms, it won't go to my arms. So I had skinny arms, love handles galore.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And my thighs and my back was huge.
You must have been good to like, if he was riding a bike, someone could saddle.
No, bro, I was luggage. I'm telling you, I was actual luggage.
No,
I just looked like storage.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, it was all here in this midsection. Yeah. I was huge. But I was 93 kg at some point, but that was all fat.
Yeah.
And generally, and I went from 116 to 93, went back up to 104. It was every time I went to Oman.
Mm.
Oh man, when I went to the Arab countries, the KFC is gourmet, bro.
Yeah.
Like the McDonald's there, the KFC, all of those kind of things. The munch there was just elite. So,
and that's like me. When I went, so before the weight loss journey, I went, this is a real story, by the way. I went Saudi, and I was having something called Al Baik.
Solid. I love Al Baik.
Arab man randomly came to me, he saw the back of my neck. He said, insulin.
Mm.
Insulin. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, because you got a wrinkle. You got insulin.
Wow.
And that shook me up.
You know, because Ironman would just be straightforward and tell you. Yeah.
You can't say insulin to the back of someone's neck.
But bro, you see sometimes, the harsh reality or harsh truths, it's what wakes us up.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm happy that you lot are able to, and I think it's inspirational as well.
Mm-hmm.
If I had, you see me, I love food. I don't know if I'd be able to lose weight the way you guys have been able to do it. Because it is very difficult.
If you did gain weight, and let's say even you knew you were fat, would you want me to tell you, yo, fix up? Or would you want me to just let you batter your own demons?
How I take control over my insecurities is joking about it.
Yeah.
That's how I would deal with it. So if I knew I was affected by it, that's how I would deal with it. Yeah. I wouldn't let it become a thing. So I'd be like, oh, what are you going to say I'm fat? Like, that would be how I would deal
with it. But I never clocked how big I was. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I never really deeped it. Mm-hmm. Even if someone called me big or fat or whatnot.
Until you lost weight?
I didn't deep it until when I started losing weight. Then I started looking at pictures, old pictures or stuff. I was like, rah.
Yeah.
Man was really like that.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Do you get it? So I clocked on after I lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, and this, you know, this whole fat shaming thing I was talking about.
Mm.
I don't think body shaming and fat shaming are two different things for me. Because there could be a lot of things wrong with the body. It's like, it doesn't just have to be fat. But fat shaming, do you think it's a good idea?
If it's with your friends.
Would you say it should be acceptable to an extent?
With your friends that you've got a good relationship with, then yeah. Because I think, bro, banter is banter. And I think it should never be defined whether or not, like, based on, you know, like, I like to cuss my friends. Like, for example, my hairline.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an insecurity of mine, but it's something that everyone cusses me about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's decent as well.
No, but they've definitely got 4 more years left, mm-hmm. and then it's a Turk situation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like my skin sometimes is oily.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had people say that, did you dip your face in oil before you came here?
No, sorry. That one is funny though.
That's mad.
That's who created that joke?
One of my virgins.
That's crazy.
But my point is,
I don't laugh at you, bro.
Yeah, good one. But my point is, it's like, if it's in a friendship group where there's like that loyalty to each other, I think it's super fine.
Mm-hmm.
We let the jokes fly.
Oh, it's dark, bro. Come
on.
Yeah,
bro. It's like, you got to let them fly, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I then fat shame someone I don't know, I think that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mad thing.
There was one point, bro. I think it was when I was in year 11. There was this one Brazilian kid in my year. And this is in science class. And he was wham. His name is Mateus, yeah?
Yeah. Good name.
Huge. No, just Mateus. I forgot his surname.
Yeah.
But he was huge. And then, so basically everyone used to cuss him about being fat. So I thought, you know, you just join in. If you've got a joke or two, you want to make the whole classroom laugh. I was immature. So imagine, and I was like, bro, Mateus, your feet don't work anymore, man. Just stop using them. Yeah? No. And then he looked at me. He was like, you can't even see my feet. And I was like, yeah, neither can you. And then, bro, to a point where even the teacher wanted to laugh. So she was like, Ahmed? And like, I could see the smile on her face.
Yeah.
And I was like, miss, you're even laughing. No. And then she was just like, and she started shaking her head. She got out of it. And she was like, get out. Because everyone was screaming.
Yeah.
Everyone was screaming, yeah. Because the timing of that joke was perfect. I got excluded for 2 days.
Yeah.
Because of one joke.
Yes.
But then I was getting forehead this, forehead that, and no one said anything. I can't lose this.
You can
lose that, though.
Yeah, no, of course. But I just think it's context. It's like, if I'm not your brethren, like, for example, if someone was to walk up to you on the street and say, ah, look at your head.
That's different, because I can't get rid of this.
No. Okay.
I'm born
with it. All right. But let's say you was insecure about your head.
Yeah.
And someone came up to you and said,
that's different.
Look
then that's
at
wrong.
Your head.
Yeah? Then that's wrong.
But that's the same.
But fat can get, you can get rid of fat.
Yeah, okay, cool. But you can put a hat on your head.
Yeah, sure. But if it's fucking August 12th right, and in the middle of summer,
you was bigger, yeah?
Yeah.
If someone came up to you in the middle of the street and said, look at your belly.
I hear it.
That's worse.
It's what, but then if the man them said it, you'd find something to cuss us about.
Yeah.
Automatically, I know how you are.
Yeah.
You'd find something immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd feel a certain way when it's coming from somebody that's not your guy like that.
Bro, but it doesn't even have to be about that. If someone I don't know came to me and just said, "Bro, I don't like your trousers," that would get me angry. Yeah, I don't fucking know you. Right?
And
you know
it's
what I mean?
The same thing so with doesn't fat have shaming to be that. Someone. Like, I just think fat shaming is it's horrible when you don't know the person, but when you're cool, I think it's perfect. It's part of banter, bro. I need my friends to say the stuff that's going to make me go, watch, I'm going to get you back.
Yeah.
Like, I love that stuff.
Yeah, I'm just saying, bro, because the bold jokes fly with bold people. But then if I call someone fat, oh my God.
Now, the bold jokes fly with bold people.
Yeah.
That nigga a snitch because he told people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a slave owner, but I sold people.
Yeah.
He ain't a letter.
Yeah.
But when it comes to gal, I fold people.
You fold people, but I get people off the grid.
Grid.
My daddy went to jail for something I did.
Did.
Real nigga.
Real nigga.
Pulling real triggers.
Real niggas. Real triggers. Yeah. That's your favorite one. Deal nigga.
Real nigga. Yeah, because yeah. I like to get the ball rolling.
No, but that's how it goes though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I ask you a question, bro?
You may.
Liverpool. Mm. You support that team?
Yeah, I do.
Wholeheartedly? No?
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 100%.
With your whole heart. Okay, cool. What has been the biggest...
Should we eat on the pod?
Fuck it. More Sharky. Yeah, yeah.
More Sharky.
Okay, what's been your biggest moment in terms of like working with Liverpool? Because you...
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You've done the coin flip.
Yeah.
You've interviewed most of the players. Like, what's been like your biggest moment?
The coin flip.
Really?
Yeah.
What was great about it?
Going to the pitch. You see me.
Yeah.
I've always dreamed of being a footballer.
Yeah.
I could have made it.
Yeah. But, really? Mm?
Yeah, I could have. Okay. I had bare chances to make it, but I just chose not to because I felt like this life is better for me.
No, yeah, cool. Because you knew you was going to do this.
I knew I was going to do this. Yeah, but yeah, I said, you know what I mean? But walking onto the pitch in front of 50,000 people.
Yeah.
And getting to meet Virgil van Dijk.
Yeah. Why is this so fucking hard?
All right, bro, come on, man.
Oh, sorry. All right, you know what I'll say, though, yeah? Out of every single Liverpool fan that I know, yeah? Mm. I think I get the most excited and happy when I see you and Zoo working with the club.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know how much you lot love the club, yeah?
We love them, bro.
And then I think one of the best things ever is like when a football player acknowledges you. So when you met Virgil, how cool was he?
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
No, wallah, I'm being real. I could have collapsed on the pitch.
Say wallah.
No, wallah, I could have collapsed. So imagine walking.
Yeah.
Walking, yeah? And I see someone squinting. He's squinting at me.
Yeah.
But and then he starts smiling.
Yeah.
But I thought, he's not doing that to me.
Yeah, yeah.
No, behind me.
Yeah.
It's to Jurgen and stuff.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, because I saw you. Oh!
Yeah, so go tell the story,
wait. Jurgen announced he was leaving, yeah, 2 days prior. So I said, oh, my God. When I met him there, I said, thank you for everything.
Wow.
He looked back at me and said, job's not done. Remember, these times we were fighting for the league.
Yeah.
It wasn't over yet.
Yeah.
We're still fighting for the title. He said, job's not done. I couldn't believe it. Like, man, I had a conversation with him, et cetera, and he said that it's not done yet. So that season, I told everyone we're winning the league. I nearly put my life on the line, bro. I'm going to put my hand in the Quran and say we won the league, bro.
See, but you see, right, we lose it.
Listen, I was about to lose it like that. But anyway, I was walking on a pitch, Virgil squinting, smiling. I looked behind me thinking, who's he smiling at? Mm-hmm. And I clocked. He's not, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked towards him and he goes, oh, Fuizi.
Oh my God.
You're lying. He knew your name.
So what, I'm lying?
So I don't want to say we're lying.
No, true facts. True story.
Well, he did that with me as well.
Mm-hmm. He did. He's like, Fuzi, yeah? I couldn't believe it. Darkest, you know, I'm throwing a coin on the thing. You know, I wanted to stop the whole thing and have a conversation. Let's just chat, bro.
Yeah,
what are you saying today?
Yeah.
How you been?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, flip the coin. Boom. Afterwards, he you know when you shake the player's hands and you go off?
Yeah.
He shook my hand, gave me a hug and patted my back.
Wow.
That means you're his dog.
That means, you know what I mean?
That's locked in.
Yeah, locked in. I might get subbed on later.
Yeah. He'll invite you to his nikah.
Maybe.
That's the closest thing.
I can't. I didn't shake his hand.
because he's off.
I said this is war. Roy Keane said, "Why am I shaking the opponent's hand for?"
Yeah,
didn't shake his hand, but that's by far the best moment. As a little.
So how does that rank with you being on this pod?
Old and Bold pod, and then Virgil. There, but you lot are there.
Who's your favorite player that you've met, Virgil?
No, favorite player that I've met. That's a good question. No, you know, my favorite player that I've met, I'll say Joe Gomez. You know, surprisingly, just because I didn't expect him to be like that.
Yeah,
his personality. But yeah, I'll say Joe Gomez.
Yeah, can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
is Salah better than Hazard?
It clears.
Okay, man.
All right, No. I can be honest with you. Yeah. My football knowledge is limited, but I can argue that point that I think he is.
Who?
Salah better than Hazard.
Come on. Fuck off.
No, but why is he not?
I mean, right now.
Okay, no. What does Salah have to do in order to, you know, be better? What if he wins like 4 more Champions Leagues?
He needs 4 rings.
Huh?
He needs to win the Super Bowl, PGA Golf Tour. And
based on what though?
I think,
okay, Salah has done more in his football career than Hazard has.
He hasn't won more titles.
In terms of,
has he not?
He hasn't won more trophies, no.
For me, in terms of a natural footballer,
Hazard's better.
I'll say Hazard. Like, but, you could, a man kicks ball in Air Forces and plays like they got boots on, you already know what they're on.
Salah is more of an effective player. Stats-wise, he's a freak of nature. Yeah. Mm. And I think it all depends on what type of footballer you like.
Yeah.
If you like someone that is literally, he's going to score every time he gets an opportunity, then Salah. Salah is proven. He's a Liverpool legend. One of the best players ever played in the Premier League. For me personally, the type of football I like to watch, Hazard for me. It's not even a competition. I think Hazard might be the best player I've seen in the Premier League in terms of watching him and how enjoyable it was to watch him. Mm-hmm. But there are obviously Thierry Henry's, there's the you know, Van Persie, there's all these top players, Rooney, Ronaldo, whatever. I always say Hazard was incredible to watch. And I think that's what it is.
That's your one, yeah? Number one, Hazard.
But no, I think if you ask me who the greatest
is. No, I'm saying to watch. Like,
oh yeah, Hazard.
Okay, but I'm saying, you just said what looks better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's looking better and being better than the
same thing. Hazard, like, when he was playing, he was the best player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 years in a row. Like for me anyway. And he was obviously one of PFA as well. Like Salah's, I think, the only person.
Was Salah not the best player in the league for at least 2 years in a row?
Not 8.
Huh? 8 years.
I'll give him a good 5 years.
Yeah, but then it's like, in terms
what
of.
What do you want from him?
No, but that's, again, not for me. In terms of like.
Okay, you can say you prefer Hazard over thing, but then who's your favorite player of all time?
Zinedine Zidane.
Is he the GOAT?
Arguably.
Okay. Is Messi better than him?
Yeah.
Okay, Messi, so he's not the GOAT then. That's what I'm saying.
But that's the thing is.
So you like Zidane better,
being the best, but you know Messi's better. It's subjective. It is all down to being subjective. Because I can also say, when Zidane was playing, who was better than Zidane? But if you're actually total in football, from when I started watching football to now, Messi's the greatest I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
But my favourite is Zidane. Like, World Cup. Euros, World Cup. If he didn't flip in headbutt someone, one of the best goals we've ever seen in the Champions League final. Like, that's my goal, because watching him was beautiful. That's what makes you fall in love. Some people will say Ronaldinho is the greatest ever.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Some people say Cristiano Ronaldo is. Some people might even say fucking Alan Shearer is. Do you get what I'm trying to say? It is all down to who you think it is. But if we start nitpicking based on stats, then we're bro,
Salah clears everyone. If it's stats,
Salah's a joke.
Bar Messi, Ronaldo, forget them. But if you're going to say Hazard, Zidane, Ronaldinho, Gerrard, like,
okay,
yeah.
But I'm saying stats have to matter to some point.
No, I'm not. No,
no,
not.
No, it does.
Like, if I'm going to say who's a better free kick taker between this player and this player,
yeah,
stats is the first thing I'm looking at. Yeah, how much have you scored?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying to you? Like, in terms of goal score, who's scored more?
Ward-Prowse has scored more free kicks than Beckham.
Okay.
Does that mean that he's a better free kick taker than Beckham?
Okay, that's what I'm saying to you. I'll go back to what you said. Beckham's one probably looked better, but in terms of efficiency. No,
Ward-Prowse's ones look better. I think if you look at Ward-Prowse's technical.
No, I didn't say they look shit, but I'm saying Beckham, bro, they named the thing called Bend It Like Beckham. Bro.
Yeah, but I think Beckham has scored more clutch free kicks.
Yeah.
Clutch ones that we needed to score that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
Messi scored more clutch goals. Salah scored more clutch goals, I think, for Liverpool. Anyway, look, I've got E. We've been filming for a long time. Well, listen, this episode actually wasn't Fuizi's episode. He is actually going to be filming something after. We're actually going to do a proper Fuizi episode. But I've been Harry Pinero. Yep, and that's been Fuizi. And see us next time for the Wex time, Arts Bex time, your Bex time. See, I'm getting better now. I'm stopping.
No, you stopped 96%.
Of Shut up, bitch.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.